Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, we got some OG wisdom, suggestions, and ideas to help you young people get through some difficult times in your life. And also for all you parents out there, if you like the answers to our questions, if you like how we're responding to things, please send them to your favorite teenager or young adult because it might be helpful information that they could use like yesterday. Okay. As always, I got Rojo and K Scott with me. Fellas, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
Yep, we're just three Cali boys trying to give some OG suggestions. And if you don't like our suggestions because you think that our suggestions way towards the side of like being overly cautious and not being tough enough, well, then you're a parent listening to this. And if you do like our suggestions because we're playing it cool, we're just trying to give you some ideas and trying to give you some ways to handle situations, then we appreciate that because we're not here to give you mental health advice. We're not trying to tell you how to live your life. We're just trying to weigh in on some things that we've learned that, you know, that your kids might be benefiting from. And also, as I say, pretty much in every episode that we do this, it's always good to hear suggestions and ideas come from other people. That's why I suggest all you parents out there as an adult, if you're a coach, a teacher, anyone listening to this, if there's a young person in your life that you think could benefit from this, please send it to them. If you're a young person, you got a friend that you think will benefit from this, please send it to them. You can follow us on Instagram. You can, anywhere you listen to podcasts, right now you're going to go to the Light the Fight podcast channel and you're going to click on the OG Therapy episodes. In the very near future, that's going to be changing. It's all going to be underneath OG Therapy. But for now, the name of the channel is Light the Fight. Find it. Click on the episode of OG Therapy that you think fits the needs that you have. Read the description of every question in the description, and then you'll get to have a better understanding what we're going to be answering in that specific episode. So for today's episode, got another cool question from another cool teenager. And this question is, what's the difference between constructive criticism and hate? So let me give you an example. K. Scott, you're a punk. That's hate. I just want to see his face. He's like, what? He's like, where'd that come from?
Direct.
He's like, that's it. I hate you, Cos, right? Now that would be hate. Just insulting you, right? Constructive criticism would be like, hey, you know, K, it's like, man, dude, I really like what you said on the last podcast. You know, would you mind if I share an idea with you of something that you could have said to elaborate or like add a little bit of something to that? That'd be criticism, right? Now, criticism can start off with someone's good intentions of saying, hey, I want to help you be a little bit better than you were last time. But if the criticism starts out with, hey, you know, you didn't do that very well. Or why'd you do that? That sucked. I don't think people are going to take that criticism in any helpful way. In fact, they're probably going to shut down from whatever you're telling them, or they may even get defensive and want to fight and argue with you back. So for you guys, when you hear the difference, like when you hear this question, what's the difference between criticism and hate? I think it's the joke I said in the beginning, it's obvious to see if someone just like insults you, that's hate. But sometimes criticism sounds like it's coming from a helpful place, but then turns a corner and goes, sounds really personal at the end of it, right? We've all had criticism like that. So what do you think are some of the things that stand out to you guys the most when someone's really trying to give you helpful criticism? I think that's what we're looking at versus if they're just taking shots at you. Kenneth, what do you think after I insulted you?
Yeah.
I was like, golly. Like,
that's kind of harsh, huh?
Like, yeah. Like, come on. Now you're just going to cut the mic. Yeah, but like with me, when it comes to like criticism and hate, you know, I'm like, it's weird. Like sometimes I can sense it. After I hear it, and then as I replay it in my head, I'm like, hold on, did he low-key kind of diss me in a way? Like, and so over time, I listen to it, and I hear, like as I replay the tone of it, man, it sounds more like a diss than anything. And I feel like constructive criticism, it's like sort of like a doctor. Like, if you go to a doctor, they tell you what's wrong, right? And then they tell you, okay, well, this is what we're going to do to help you get better. And I feel like hate, they just going to just sprinkle boo-boo all on you and just like here, like take it, like, you know, just smear it all in your face. But like here, I feel like it's like intention of improvement in regards to like the constructive criticism to help you become better. And the other one's just like, just if you feel like it's weighing you down, then you kind of feel like, okay, it's probably on a spectrum of hate, like, man, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like if it's the other one and it kind of motivates you and brings you up, then it's like constructive criticism because you feel like they're trying to help you.
Well, think about constructive criticism, just in the name, construct. That means to build something, right?
Right.
Wow, yeah.
So if you're trying to build something, help that person build something, you're trying to add to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But you're right, Kay. I like that doctor analogy. I've never thought about it like that before. It's like, okay, well, a doctor tells you, right, here's the problem. You got, first of all, doctors take in information.
Right.
Then they give you a diagnosis, and then they give you a treatment protocol. There's really three steps there. And I think you kind of, in your own way, nailed that. It's like, if it's really constructive criticism, they're probably going to really observe you and listen to you first.
Right.
Weigh in on what they think, and then give you some suggestions, aka that's the construction part, like help you build some different ideas. What are some of your thoughts, Rojo?
Oh, well, I mean, like hearing the constructive part is like, hey, I put that together. It's like, oh, that's simple.
Yeah, that's simple. You're building something, right?
Yeah, you're building it.
Drop the mic.
You want to build your character, and that's all they say, you know, build things. And this is another way of doing it. It's just, it always seems like it's all from, like, it all goes together when it really doesn't. It's just the way that you're looking at it. And the difference, it is tough. I mean, it is very, very tough to try to figure out what is the difference, because you can have a coach that will cuss you out, that will cuss you out, and you will really take it personal. You will take it to, because it feels so personal. It feels like it's a personal attack. Like you hate me. It feels like you cuss me out on Monday, you cuss me out on Tuesday. Okay, Wednesday you cuss me out. Now it turns into like you just hate me. You know, you just hate me, because now it's Thursday, you're still cussing me out. But then sometimes the same way that coach is cussing you out from Monday through Thursday, Saturday he's building you up before the game, and he's building you up during the game about some of the mistakes that you might have made at practice that normally you'll get cussed out on. But then in a real game, he's not cussing you out. He want to make sure you see it. You see what we was going over, and like, okay, go back and fix it. You know, so it is one of those things. And right now I'm currently, as an adult, I'm still trying to learn how to take the tone that Kay Scott, like just what Kay Scott was just mentioning about a tone of something that's being said to me, trying to take in all the words, then I try to process it. And it might sometimes, I guess I might be a little slow, well, some people would say, when it comes to certain things, but I'm taking it all in, and I'm trying to figure out how am I going to accept this, whether it's a hate or whether it's like constructive criticism, where it's like, I might even ask the same question. Like, you might say it to me, I might ask you to make sure like I'm hearing right, because it's like, I want to make sure I hear it and understand it the right way. But it's tough. It's a tough way to try to figure out a way to say that this is this way, this is that way, when in reality, you have to be able to take it all in yourself.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. How I said, you know, it takes time when you have to look back at it and you kind of process and break it down. Yeah. And you mentioned about a coach. I remember when my receiver coach, Coach Roderick, had left and we brought in a new wide receiver coach. And as soon as he came in, I just felt like he wasn't vibing with me as much, especially because I was coming off injury. I looked like, you know, old goods, right? And I feel like I didn't get the respect that I deserve. So like my perspective of him was, from the beginning, was all like, man, it was a bad perspective. And then over time, because of my bad perspective of him and how he used to talk to me, it all the stuff that he was saying, like the constructive criticism, I just initially put it as hate, because I had a bad perspective of him. I didn't want to hear nothing that he could have said, the most nicest thing, but because my perspective was so bad of him in the beginning, I just never turned that switch around until it was a bowl game, and I didn't know how to tie my tie at all. And he was like, you don't know how to tie a tie. Everybody left the room. He's like, you know how to tie a tie. I was like, no, I never got taught how to tie a tie. And so he was like, here, come here. And so, like, as he was tying the tie around me, he started, like, replaying all the moments, like, through the career, you know, the duration that he had with me. He was like, you remember that time you used to get mad at me and stuff like that? And all those moments started replaying my mind. And I was like, dang. He was like, man, I was teaching you. You know, I know we started off bad, but, like, he said, you know, I was teaching you, trying to mold and groom you and stuff like that. And so I say all that just to say, because like sometimes we have a false perspective of people in the beginning and we never get over it. And they could, what you think is, hey, they could really be giving you constructive criticism, but because you have this false narrative in your mind, you never take in and receive the message because of where the message is coming from. Right. Uh-huh. And so that can also skew your vision on whether it's constructive criticism or a hate. Cause I for so long I thought this guy hated me, but he really didn't. He was just hard on me, a little hard on me, because he knew I could take it. And also that's how he thought he can get through to me.
Hey, that's a real good way of looking at it, because the same way that a person that you hate, that you dislike, I'm not gonna say hate, a person that you dislike, they can say something, they can say four exact words as the person that you care about or you like, and you will take it in completely different. Mm-hmm. Like from the person that you don't like, if they say the exact same words, your mind might trigger like, okay, you're just attacking me. But then that person that you like saying the exact same words, you might take it in as like, okay, they care about me. So it is a perception too, because it's about like, how are you looking at this person that's saying it?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think one good takeaway for all the kids listening to this too, is that everyone's been hurt. Everyone's been made fun of. Everybody's been hated on. Most people have had someone be mean to them. It could be a teacher, a coach, a parent, whoever it may be. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that person's not trying to help you. Mm-hmm. That person may just suck at giving advice. Some people just aren't good at that. So ask yourself this question. I'm talking about if I'm a teen, it's like, man, it's like, is this person really hate me? Or do they just have a hard time like talking? Because I think what a lot of teenagers don't realize is they assume that adults are naturally great communicators and good at expressing themselves. That's not true.
Right.
Just because someone's gotten older doesn't mean they're good at talking about their feelings. And just because someone is a coach doesn't mean they're good at talking. They may understand the sport, or the teacher may understand the subject, but they may not be the best at communicating it to other people.
Right.
So what's the person's intention? What's their role? If it's their job to help me, and if they're really supposed to help me, well, then maybe that's something I do. When you have a coach, a teacher, anyone in your life is, and you're feeling like they're being really critical and really hateful towards you, ask yourself, hey, is it their job to help me? Are they supposed to be someone who's supposed to help me with this? And if the answer is yes, then like I've said in many other questions, it's always best to go one-on-one to that person and say, hey, listen, I was just wondering, I know it's your job to tell me what to do and stuff like that. I was just wondering if there's some things that I could do better to improve so that, I don't make as many mistakes. Mm-hmm. You take back the power when you go to the person and you ask them for information, when you tell them to talk to you about certain things, when you give someone permission to tell them or to tell you what's wrong or what you need to improve upon, that person is usually going to sit back and think about it a little bit more intelligently. They're going to be more careful about how they say it. When people do not communicate criticism well, it can become very hateful. It's usually out of anger, frustration, and in the heat of the moment. Coaches do this, teachers do this, parents do this all the time. But if you're a teenager and you're listening to this and you want to be able to have a better understanding if this person's trying to help you, or if they literally just don't like you and don't want you on the team or just don't want to help you at all, then you ask them to give you some feedback and you see how they respond to that. If they seem put off and they don't want to give you feedback, like, oh, fine, whatever, then, you know, they may low key kind of hate you a little bit or just not want to work with you for some reason. But most good coaches and teachers and parents will go, okay, yeah, I'll help you out. And it's kind of a call to action to them. Maybe they're thinking, gosh, you know, if this kid's asking me to give them some criticism and feedback, maybe I have a chance to say things a little bit differently so they don't take it so personal. Because I don't want any teenager listening to this to think that they're a victim, that if they got a mean coach or a mean teacher, or if their parents not, you know, if their parents always riding their case and giving them a hard time, doesn't mean that you have to shy away from them and can't communicate. In fact, it's best if you learn how to communicate to them that you want their information so they don't have to like yell it at you.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know as promised, we're trying to keep all these episodes short enough so you guys teenagers can download and binge these episodes without being too overwhelmed, but at the same time, getting lots of content and lots of information how to deal with relationship challenges. As always, I'm Kaz. Got my man Rojo here. And Kay Scott here. We got many more questions. We got many more answers and questions coming at you here from OG Therapy. Follow us on any platform that you listen to podcasts, YouTube, Instagram. If you got any questions, hit us up in the DMs. We will answer those questions. And once a month, we'll be giving out gift cards to people that we chose the questions from. And until next time, be cool and wait for the next episode. It's coming.